Hello and welcome to this audio about the four reasons why women struggle with money and what you can do about it. So thank you so much for downloading this audio and committing your time to learning about money and how to improve your finances. My name is Donna McCallum. I'm also known as the Fairy Godmother. And over the last 13 years, I've helped thousands of people just like you around the world get out of debt, start saving, start investing, and build their financial security, financial confidence, and ultimately their financial freedom. If you are in any kind of money worry, stress, or anxiety, please know that you are not alone. So many people experience stress and struggle when it comes to their finances, and just listening to this audio is the first step for you to begin to understand it and shift through it. So please congratulate yourself on taking the first step to shifting out of your money struggles. The majority of my clients that I work with around money are women. And when they first start working with me, I notice their struggles and I notice their stresses and niggles. And I put together this audio to share with you the four reasons why I think women feel challenged by financial issues. And most importantly, what you can actually do about it. So let's get straight into it. Reason number one is that we are the first generation of women to be in control of our own money. So consider that for generations, money and all financial dealings have been in the hands of men. And many of us are the first generation of women, or depending on your age, possibly the second generation of women, who have actually held any control or power over our own financial destinies. This money and financial empowerment of women is new. It's only 2 or 3 decades old. And as with anything new, you need to learn about it and build up experience with it to feel confident about it. Yet, for most women, we aren't taught about money as we grow up. We didn't learn about money in our schools or our universities, and our mothers didn't know about money either. So you probably inherited many false and limiting beliefs around money that make you feel less than or disempowered around your finances. So if reason number one that we struggle with money is that we're the first generation to be in control of our money, what do we do about it? Well, step number one is to get educated. The only way to build up your confidence with something is to learn about it and build up your experience in it. Think about the last job that you went into. And when you started it, you probably felt a bit nervous, a bit anxious. When you start any new job, there's a learning curve, and you have to put in the time and the effort to learning and some of the discomfort of the mistakes that you make when you start. And you've experienced this. As you've learned something new, or as you've started to experience something new, and then you put the right actions in place, things get easier and easier, and it becomes like second nature. And then your confidence grows, and you feel great. And you've got real ability and you can make things happen and make things work. And it's exactly the same with money. So commit some time, energy, and effort to learning about money. Start reading about it. Watch videos about money. Just listening to this audio is you already starting to learn about money. Please don't be like so many others who just bury their heads in the sand pretending that they're not good with money and then they just try to forget about it. The only way you're going to improve your money situation is if you take active steps to shift it. So reason number two is that money is a taboo subject that everyone keeps quiet about. Money is the least spoken about subject in our society, and women don't speak to other women about money. You are more likely to tell a girlfriend about a one-night stand you had last week than you are ever to discuss your debt, your salary, your savings, or your investments. Money is an unspoken topic amongst women, and as a result, we don't learn from each other about how to handle our money. We don't learn how to save, how to budget, how to feel confident enough to invest, how to have good conversations with our partners about money, how to have good conversations and practices with our children about money to teach them. And as women, when we talk, when we have conversations, when we connect with each other, that's how we learn. So it's really time for you to start talking about money. So what do we do about this money being such a taboo subject? Well, The first step you can take is to find or create a group of women who you can start having open, vulnerable money conversations with. We women love learning in community with other women. It's how we're wired. We're wired to connect, to chat, to share, to collaborate, to learn through discussion. And I see this on my Money Magic program that I run, where we have a private group on Facebook for all the people doing the program. And for most of the participants, it's the first time they've ever been able to share openly about money. And for most of them, it's a relief. And even for those who just watch the group conversations and don't actually post themselves, there's a sense of, oh, wow, I thought I was the only one who didn't know how to get out of debt. Or, geez, I thought I was strange for not being able to confidently ask for money or ask for a promotion or quote confidently to my clients and my business. Or, wow, I felt like I was the only one who feels guilty about having money when so many other people don't. But actually, you are really not alone. So create this group of women and meet monthly and discuss and learn together how to make great money choices. And if that feels a little strange or uncomfortable to do with your current circles of women in your life, then please know that I have created these kinds of safe spaces to learn about and converse about money, and they are available to you. So reason number three why women struggle with money is that women have mental and emotional money blocks. And in my work with thousands of women around the world about their money and their finances, there are many mental and emotional money blocks that I help them to clear before they feel empowered and confident with their money. And here's some examples of some of the blocks that I find that really crop up so often for women. The first one is being overgenerous and putting everyone else first. So you're putting your husband first, you're putting your kids first, you're putting your job first, and you come last. And also your financial well-being comes last. So you tend to spend on others before you even think about treating yourself. I see this time and time again with women doing this, being overgenerous. And there's nothing wrong with generosity, don't get me wrong. Generosity is amazing. But like they say, in an airplane, you've got to put on your own oxygen mask first. And when it comes to your finances and getting financially stable, you have to start looking at your own finances first. The second block that I find is spending as an emotional habit. So we all know that eating can be an emotional habit and spending can be an emotional habit too. And if you track your spending and you track those times when you whip out the credit card and you splurge, you'll often find that it comes around times when you're feeling down or you're feeling upset or you're feeling a little bit uncertain and you just go into spending mode to get through that. Another one of the blocks that I see is women not feeling confident to make money or investment decisions. And again, this comes from a place of not knowing enough about money, not learning the systems and processes of money and how money actually works. And once you know how money works, it becomes easier and easier to feel confident and make those decisions. And then in my work, I don't only help people around their mental blocks with money, I also help people around their emotional money blocks. And you will know that money can really create a roller coaster around emotions, right? And often the emotions felt are negative emotions or debilitating emotions, emotions like shame or guilt or embarrassment. And as a fairy godmother, I teach about money, but I also teach people how to manifest not only money, but all things, their dreams, their goals, their vision for their lives, their juiciest, amazing lives. And if you know anything about manifesting, you'll know that it's almost impossible to create or manifest anything out of a negative emotion space, out of dissatisfaction or shame or guilt. In fact, at a very baseline, you have to be in an emotion of ease or okayness to be able to manifest. And there are four attractive emotions that I teach about in my programs that are highly attractive. And so how do you shift that shame, guilt, and embarrassment into the highly attractive emotions? And those four attractive emotions are love, enthusiasm, inspiration, and gratitude. And often we don't feel those emotions when it comes to our finances. We feel worry, stress, guilt. We don't feel inspiration, enthusiasm, excitement, gratitude, appreciation. And so that's one of the things that I teach many people. How do you shift into these positive emotions around your money? Another example of one of the blocks that women often feel, and that's feelings of low self-worth. And how this translates into your reality is that you find it really hard to ask for more money in your job, or you find it hard to ask for a promotion, or you find it hard to negotiate when it comes to money. Or if you're in your own business, you find that it's quite tough to put in that quote and put in that quote at an amount that makes you feel really good. And so often I find that the women that I teach that are female entrepreneurs are underquoting and undervaluing themselves and underselling themselves. Another money block that I see often is the excuse that I'm not good with numbers, I'm not good with maths, so I can't be good with money. And that is nonsense. In this day and age, we have computers, we have calculators, and they can really do the math for us. So you don't need to be good with numbers to be good with money. And often I have women who feel like, oh, they are more creative, or they're healers, or, you know, they have those soft, beautiful, amazing skills, and money feels hard. And it's about shifting that. And so in all of my programs that I teach around money, I don't just teach the physical numbers and tools. I also teach the emotional aspects of money, the mental aspects of money, the spiritual aspects of money. How do you bring in those feelings of abundance rather than being trapped in scarcity? Another example of another money block is putting your head in the sand when it comes to your money or your debt. I call this the ostrich phenomenon. And many people do this. They just think, oh, somehow it's going to get better, which leads me into the next one, which is the wishful thinking strategy. And this is when you are wishing or hoping or praying that somehow your money situation is going to sort itself out. And actually, unless you learn about money and take the steps to start sorting it out yourself, this just remains a wishful thinking strategy. And then the final block that I see, and this is not an exhaustive list, is what I call the rich bitch syndrome. And so in our media, often wealthy women are portrayed as bitches. So think of that movie, The Devil Wears Prada, where Meryl Streep was playing that ultra uber successful editor, very wealthy in New York, but she was a bitch. And there are many, many examples in our media, in our television programs, in our movies, where women who are wealthy are portrayed as the bitch. And so because of that, many women see that archetype and think, oh my goodness, there's no ways I want to be hard and rude and nasty. So I'm not even going to think about how to create wealth or how to get ahead when it comes to money. So, what do you do about shifting these mental and emotional blocks? So, if you're not sure what your money blocks are and how to deal with them, I have a free ebook, and it's absolutely free. It's called Money and You, and it's available on my website, and it'll help you uncover some of your money blocks. So, there are exercises for you to actually do, written exercises in this Money and You ebook. And as you do these exercises, you will start finding what your disempowering beliefs are around money and where your money blocks come from. And in that ebook, I give you a powerful tool to shift those blocks. So please get the ebook called Money and You from my website, which is very simple, www.fairygodmotherinc.com, like Fairy Godmother Incorporated. .com. So it's www.fairygodmotherinc.com, and it's in the under the money and finances section on my website. And also, you can watch your email inbox. I will send you the Money and You ebook in the next couple of days. So if you forget to download it, don't worry, watch your inbox. My email will pop in there. If you received this via your Gmail account, please make sure that you check in your promotions tab, because sometimes my fairy godmother emails go in there, and then just very simply click that, move it to your inbox, and then Google will learn that you actually want to see my emails in your main inbox. So that was reason number 3, that women have mental and emotional money blocks. Reason number 4 is that women abdicate the responsibility for looking after their finances to others. And those others are normally men. You see, because you don't feel confident with your money, or you haven't learnt about it, or you're afraid of making mistakes, women often abdicate or delegate or give away the responsibility and hence your power around your money to men. And who do women give their financial power to? Well, they give it to their husbands or their brothers or their fathers. They give it to their financial advisors. They give it to their employers. And we've all heard stories where a woman didn't know anything about the family finances, and then some crisis happened, like a death or divorce, and the woman was left in massive financial trouble. Please make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen to you. Or other women have conversations with their husbands about money, or have conversations with their family and know what's going on. But when it comes to investing for their future, when it comes to making money work for them, they leave it up to their financial advisor to make the investment decisions. And then when it comes near to retirement age, or when it comes near to buying that thing that you want and taking money out of those assets, you realize that you haven't got enough. And there are some absolutely shocking statistics about retirement. Like, one of them is that 93% of people who retire have to downgrade their standard of living. And 4 out of 7 retirees have to find a job and continue working. I mean, that's revolting. Imagine you've worked your whole life and you've got to a stage where you're in your 60s or your mid-60s, and now you think, it's time to rest and relax. It's time to slow down. And then you realize that there's not enough money. And the reason why this happens is because so many people outsource their financial responsibilities and don't learn for themselves how money works and how to invest and how to make money work for you. You see, money is amazing. When you learn the systems and processes, and they can be really, really simple to put in place in your money life, once you've learned those systems and processes, you start getting your money to work for you. And let me tell you, the amazing thing about money is that money is way better at making money than you are. So at the moment, you go to a job or you've got your own business and you put in a lot of time, energy, and effort to get money paid to you, to get that income, right? But when money is invested wisely, a beautiful, beautiful thing happens. And that is, money starts to make money. Your assets start to grow, they start to generate income, and money starts to compound and multiply. I have many women who are in their 50s and 60s doing my programs, and they often say, wow, I wish I'd learned about this in my 20s or 30s. My life would be so different now. You see, money is really not hard, but you do need to take responsibility and commit to learning about it. And once you do, it can become really fun and simple. I know that might sound strange, but I promise you, it really can be. And then you start to realize that you can create real financial security for yourself and ultimately financial freedom. In my life, I am not yet financially free, but I'm in a situation where my money makes more money than I do. So my money that's invested in my assets, in property, ETFs, and shares, makes more money every month from those assets than I earn as a salary from my business. And let me tell you, that's an amazing, amazing place to be. It gives me such a sense of comfort and safety. And I also know that if all my income stopped tomorrow, I would be able to sustain myself for the next 7 to 10 years without having to earn an income. Can you imagine that? Knowing that if you lost your job tomorrow or all of your business dried up, that would be okay because you could last for the next 7 years. It gives you incredible breathing space and an incredible foundation to make the right choices for living a life you love. So, what to do about this one, about abdicating your responsibility for your money? Well, the thing to do is to take responsibility and get into conversation with your husband or financial advisor about what is happening with your money. keep asking questions so that you understand exactly what is going on. And please don't feel like you are being stupid for asking lots of questions. The only way you're going to learn and the only way you're going to understand is by asking questions. And if someone is speaking with a lot of jargon or a lot of terminology, when they answer you, ask them to speak in kindergarten language so that you can really understand. So the key, again, is to learn about money, ask lots of questions, get involved in those discussions, and also get involved in the decision making. So thank you so much for listening to this audio and already being committed to shifting your money situation. So here's a reminder about the next steps to take from all that you've already learned in this 20-minute audio. The first step to take is to commit to learning about money. Start reading, listening, watching videos, listen to audios, start reading articles about money. Step number two is to get a group of women together and meet monthly to talk about money. Step number three is to download my Money and You ebook. It's free and it'll help you shift through your money blocks. You can get that on my website, www.fairygodmotherinc.com, and it'll also be in your inbox in the next couple of days in case you forget to download it. And then the final step is to start having conversations with your husband, your partner, and your financial advisor about your finances and about the decision making around your money. And finally, please check out my Money Magic program. It is a 9-week online program where you will learn all of the tools, simple systems, and processes to create financial confidence, financial security, and financial freedom, no matter what money situation you are in right now. And most importantly, in this 9-week program, the teaching about money is step by step, it's light, it's easy, and it's simple to understand. So whether you feel like you're a money beginner or you already have some knowledge, the Money Magic program will help you make your money start working for you. And you can find out more about the Money Magic program at www.moneymagicprogram.com. Thank you so much for spending these 20 minutes with me learning more about money. It is my passion and pleasure to help people shift out of their stress and anxiety about money and into feeling relaxed and at ease financially. I absolutely love doing this work of being a fairy godmother and empowering women around money. And I look forward to sharing more with you soon. So keep an eye on your inbox. There'll be some more money learning and money content from me there. And I wish you a magical rest of your day.